Welcome to Soul Matrix Show, unleashing the power of your infinite soul with Sherry Collins. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show will help you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. We all have inner wisdom within us, and Sherry can help you find it. You can be the creative change that you want in your life, and Sherry wants to show you how to do that. Let's navigate on your soul's journey. Soul Matrix Show starts now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sherry Collins, and you are here listening to the Soul Matrix Show on the Transformation Talk Radio. I am so grateful to be here with you tonight. On Mondays at 6 p.m., I'll be here every week live to help you uncover your soul and your wisdom that shines within and uncover your soul matrix. So let's dive in and chat a little bit tonight about my journey so that you guys can get to know me a little bit. So I want to start by saying is sometimes we don't even realize we're going through this soul matrix journey until it actually lands in your lap. So for me, the beginning of my journey was about understanding where I felt disconnected from my own life. I was in a marriage of over 10 years, and I watched my life play out across the room. It was like I was disconnected from my own body, watching myself like live the life I truly wanted. So I found myself going within and isolating myself, not wanting to be around people. I was very shy. But then also understanding that I wanted more. So for me, being able to let go of my marriage was something that I was determined to do. And I know for a lot of people that's hard because we feel like we have to commit to that. We have to stay in that. And if something's not working, sometimes we end up in more resistance than we do anything else in our life. So for me, being able to step away from that was something that was hard, but I had to do it. There was a part of my soul that was calling me to do better and want more. As I navigated through my journey, there's a few things that started to take hold. I wanted more from myself. I owned two companies at the time that I was married, and my soul wanted more. My soul wanted to understand what was trying to be unleashed for myself, but I knew I had a lot of inner healing work to do as well. And as I happened upon so many things in my life, I didn't realize I could do things until I was placed in the path of it. Myself, before I had my children, I didn't know that I was artistic. I didn't know I could draw anything. I drew stick people in high school. I'm sure there's many of you, you know, and as soon as I had my children, I could draw, I could create. So as I was moving and morphing through my life and my matrix, I learned that my journey was important. My journey of what I wanted was important. Not only was I a mom and a wife, but I wanted more for just myself. So when I broke out of my matrix and decided that I wanted something better, I left my marriage, I bought my own house, and I thought that was the beginning of what I thought everything was. Boy, was I wrong. I went back to school because I thought that's what I needed. But the universe was showing me what I needed to do to understand what was inside of me. So I had a lot of work to do. And in my journey for myself, it was finding who I truly was, what I wanted to do, who I wanted to be. I didn't know my path. I didn't know what I wanted to do. But the universe lined it up for me. And I didn't know what the universe was. I didn't know what healing was. I didn't know what any of it was. I just knew I wanted more. So when I went back to school to become a carpenter, all my schooling was paid for, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. I wanted more. I wanted to understand why I needed this deep healing, why I needed to, you know, find out why things didn't work out. And as I navigated along that journey, going to school and then finishing school, I decided, excuse me, that I wanted to navigate my internal self. I wanted to understand what disconnected me in that moment, sitting there watching my life play out across the room. I wanted to understand the part of me that wanted to connect so much to the upper universe or, you know, source, the energy. Once I stepped forward into this path, it allowed me to shine the light on who I truly was. As I navigated into the parts of myself that were hurt, who were wounded, there was traumas from my childhood that, you know, before I even decided to get married, I thought I was dirty. I'm sure we've all gone through traumas of our life where, you know, there's rape, there's molestation, there's, you know, feeling abandoned, feeling like you don't matter. You're not good enough to anybody or yourself. That's what I went through. I went through all of that before I even emerged as a person. And as we navigate those challenges of life, we learn what makes us strong. We learn how to build up these walls. We learn how to shed, you know, those parts of ourselves and become somebody we're not. We learn how to turn ourselves into a shell of who we want to be. Now, some people can navigate right through those challenges of their life and merge out and just be like hunky-dory and everything's fine. For me, it wasn't that easy. I needed to understand those parts of myself, and I needed to understand who I was and that I was destined for more. There was part of me almost like I knew I was destined for more. It's great to be a stay-at-home mom and look after other people's kids, and it's great to own a cake business, but there's a part of you that wants more. And that's what my life was like. I wanted more. I was tired of being disconnected. The moment I purchased my first house with my children was a part of my journey that it was just the beginning. I still needed to heal the parts of my relationship with my ex for myself. I needed to understand why I no longer wanted to be in that position. I needed to understand why I didn't want to be treated that way. I needed to understand that there was more. And by navigating through that journey, I got to see the more. Now, the journey isn't always fun, right? There's things that we have to confront about ourselves and the situations that we're in. There's understanding of this mass emotion that comes up around circumstances. There are so many components of our life that we stick to the side or ignore so that we can put on a brave face for people. I didn't want to do that. I really didn't. I wanted to be able to navigate my journey to show myself and nobody else that I could do it. People told me not to date. I needed to make sure my kids were okay. People said, no, you can't do that. Your kids need to be okay. And after a while, you get tired of hearing those things from other people because they have their own stuff to do. And it's like, we let people dictate our life. You can't do this because of this, and you shouldn't do that because of that. For me, that's not what my life was about. I wanted more, not only for myself, but for my children. And as I navigated some of these deep, dark things that I had to go through, those things started to surface. The tears, the anger, the emotions, the I'm not good enough. People telling me that I'm not good enough. People telling me that I'm not beautiful. When someone comes up to you and tells you that you're ugly, we take that as a wounding. We take that to heart. Because if we are created by the source, how can that be? And we question it. But then we allow it to sit inside of us and fester. We allow it to take hold, whether it's through here, into here, or into here. And understanding for myself on my journey, as soon as I went into those components, I was even more wounded. But it wasn't anybody's fault. It was my own for taking that on. When we try to adapt into somebody else's life and what's going on in their life and their projections that come into us, the moment we allow somebody else's truth to enter our body, we've adapted into that truth. And in my matrix, I did it 100%. I adapted into what everybody else wanted for me. I didn't pay attention to myself. So that's kind of where my journey started from. That's where my journey began. What I really needed to look at and focus on was why I allowed other people to have a say over what I did in my life. And that's a huge question. As we navigate, why do we let other people tell us what to think, what to do, how to feel? It's our reaction that creates most of our circumstance. And in my journey, it was no different. But I needed to find my own solitude. I needed to find my truth in my experiences, but most of all, I needed to do that deep dive into healing. Now, we can call it the shadow. We can call it, you know, whatever you want to. The ego, it's all aspects of us. So do we have to leave it? We don't need to. It's something you're going to go through. It's something everybody goes through. We're not born to be perfect. We're born to learn. and navigate all of what life has to offer us. Everything that shows up is to teach us a lesson. So as we go through this next 45 minutes or so, I want to share more about my journey with you. I want to share how we can understand what the body needs, understand what we need, so that you can start moving into a space where you can do the same thing. This also lets you know that I'm no different than you. I'm not on a pedestal. I'm here sharing my life with you. I'm no different than you. I walk beside you. So yeah, life can be tough, but we don't have to let it hold us stuck in a pattern. We don't have to allow it to dictate how we feel every day. And once you break free of your matrix, you're going to see how much joy there is at the end and in between and at the beginning. We're just not taught how to do any of it. We're not shown how to navigate this. I wasn't. I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have a teacher. I just had a bunch of people tell you need to go take this and you need to go do this. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is. I didn't know what a coach was, right? So as I got to navigate my journey, I got to see things unfold. So what I want to do is I want to bring you through my journey, the middle part of my journey, the tough part of my journey. I want to bring you into that deep dive so that you know where I come from is no different than where you come from. Where I come from, you lived your own moment of something similar or something different. But it's just to show you that we're human. We're having an experience. It's what you choose to make of it. So as we move through this, I want to bring you with me. I'm grateful that you're listening to this right now. And I'm grateful that you're here navigating this with me. Thank you for joining me this far, because I want to take you the rest of the way. We're going to head off for a quick break, but please stay tuned and come back and join me very shortly, and we'll finish this up.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. So visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Ally Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Do you want to unleash the power of your infinite soul? Join Sherry Collins as she helps you remember who you once were by releasing your past traumas and stepping forward into your true self, living a life that you love. The show shares messages of hope, faith, and understanding. You can be the creative change that you want in your life. Soul Matrix Show airs every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Soul Matrix Show with Sherry Collins. I'm so grateful that you guys returned and you're back with me. So let's do a little bit of a deeper dive. So I'm sure you guys all have your own experiences. And here's what I did next in my journey. So that inner deep dive that I needed to do, that consisted of me starting my journey off with what a girlfriend asked me to do. She said, you need to go take this Reiki. You need to go uncover that. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. So I lined that all up for myself. And then I started to understand that this inner work that needed to be done has to come from the internal soul. So after that experience, I did a deep dive, 5 minutes of meditation, and I worked myself up to 8 hours. And by going into the meditation, it allowed me to kind of tap into the feelings that I was feeling. I started to understand that every component that I was feeling in my body where I felt disconnected was a dis-ease within my body that didn't allow me to feel certain things, or it allowed me to suppress things with inside of myself. Certain things that happened in my life leading up until that point, things that have transpired when I was a young child, you know, were all stored in my cell structure that I needed to heal. Now, a part of me that you might not know is that my mom passed away when I was 15 years old, and I had to go live with another family while she was in the hospital because nobody else in my family wanted to take on that responsibility, which is fine. I totally understand that. But as a 15-year-old child, you don't understand that. And I'm sure we've all had our moments where we felt abandoned by somebody or our family or a person, that, you know, those circumstances that show up in our life create such a wounding. So as I navigated some of these things through my childhood, it actually made me feel lighter. It made me understand that I was holding the emotion of something that I thought, right? My thoughts created this reality for myself that says they didn't want me. I was abandoned over here. This happened to me because I did this. In all actuality, none of that was true. I just created that for myself. But understanding that these circumstances and situations that we live through create such a heaviness in the body, and it can hold us down, it can weigh us down, it can stop us from speaking, it can create such mass thoughts in our head that don't allow us to be able to speak freely. We feel trapped. And when we go through those emotions and situations, sometimes when you're that young, the only way we know how to express it is to yell, to scream, or be quiet. Sometimes when we're 15 years old, nobody wants to hear us talk. So we have to bottle all of our emotions and just walk around like everything's hunky-dory. Well, I did that. I did that. And then as I navigated through my life and I tried to understand what would make people want to give up their children, want to make people leave. But it wasn't until I started doing this deep dive that I started to realize that I could heal those emotional traumas in my life to be able to walk forward and to be able to shed the dead weight, or we call it the Santa sack when I work with you one-on-one, letting go of the past so I don't have to take it with me anymore. For me, that was huge because there were so many things that happened in my life that, one, I wasn't going to get back, and two, no one was coming to save me. Right? I had to navigate it for myself. When I was 16 years old, I moved out on my own. And my only one thing that was a condition to do that was that I needed to finish high school. And I was up for the challenge. What I wasn't up for is everything else that came with it, that tied me, that bind me, that made me feel like I wasn't worthy of being able to do this by myself. I still wanted someone to hold my hand and coddle me. I wanted someone to kiss me goodnight. It wasn't there. And as I went through my healing process of the 5 minutes to 10 minutes of meditation, or, you know, the release work of all the cords that were stuck to me, of everything else in my life, I start to feel lighter. And I started to understand that my circumstances and situations that transpired in my life were the only things that I projected outward. Because when I adapted into the problem, it kept me more stuck. When I adapted into why something didn't work, I was more stuck. So the moment I started to understand that if I did the deep dive for myself and started to understand that this situation, just because it was there, how I see it through my lenses is not how somebody else sees it. Nobody owed me anything. My mom didn't owe me anything for dying. My dad didn't owe me anything for leaving when I was two. My uncles didn't owe me anything for not being able to tell me anything about my family. Nobody owed me anything. And yet I walked around like everybody owed me everything. So as I grew up and I brought my children with me, I learned that. I learned that nobody was coming to save me and nobody owed me anything. So when I started to do my meditations, I started to understand that there was a higher source of energy and that energy was going to help me heal. And as I stepped forward and understood that I could release the emotions that I felt towards all of this stuff, I knew I would get better. And I knew I was destined for more. And it started to show up step by step. Now, the healing journey was not short. It took me a whole year to do my own inner work. My own inner work that said, I'm good enough. I'm valued. I'm beautiful. Did I need to let go of friendships? I certainly did. I let go of a lot of things in my life that I felt I was holding to justify things. I had friends who didn't want to even come meet my daughter after she was born. I had friends who thought my children were more important than myself. Those are the people I needed to let go of. So I literally let go of everybody but four people on my Facebook page. I had four people, and one was my son. And that showed me that I had more strength than I knew I had my whole life into that moment. Because I knew in that moment that I could start fresh and I could learn to let myself free. And I knew I could emerge as the person I was meant to be. And that people would like me for who I was, not what I offered, what I brought to the table because of my looks, how much money I make, or whatever I do. I knew that people were going to show up in my life who are meant to be there. And I'm going to share something with you. The people that I have in my life now are the people I cherish because they showed up when I needed them the most. They showed up when I had nothing. And they're still there. They're still there. And those are the people that we want in our tribes, those people who are willing to show up out of nowhere and walk beside us. Because we're all not different. We all go through a struggle. We all go through imbalances. We all go through, I'm not perfect. We'd like to think we're perfect. And it's okay. But it's how are you willing to show up for yourself? That's the important part. We have to be willing to show up for ourselves and do whatever it takes to find the happy, to find the joy. Because we actually don't need to sit in our traumas. Forgiveness is a huge key to where I started from, to where I ended up. I don't need to sit in the negative anymore. I don't need to sit in my problems anymore. Yes, those things happened to me. Are they horrific? Some of them are. But I don't define myself by my story. I don't define myself by the words I say. I use my words as teaching tools because I've understood that people need to hear the story sometimes to be able to understand that they can heal that. And I want to share with you one aspect of my journey that was tough. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate, and maybe you can't, and that's okay. But when I was younger, I was raped by two boys in a slide at a park. And I thought my life was done. I felt dirty. I felt disgusting. I even said that to people that I thought, you know, needed to hear it. But what I learned was it didn't change their opinion of me. I thought I was dirty. I thought I needed to confess this big thing. And the moment source showed me how to heal that inner trauma was the moment that changed my life forever. Because I no longer gave my power of my emotions over to something that happened. It didn't happen to me. It happened to show me something. And it was a profound moment that showed me that I don't need to give my power away to something else. that I can do my inner forgiveness work for them and myself. And I can show myself that I am not that anymore. And I can tell you from my experiences of what I've been through, I love them unconditionally. And not many people can say that. But I, on my journey, can full-heartedly say that I love them unconditionally. Because I know the value of what Source has shown me, what Source has taught me, as I've navigated this journey. I know my strength. And I know where I'm guided to be. And through all of my experiences, every time I heal something or move something out, another door opens and another pathway enlightens me. Something illuminates to show me my connection. So I want you to know that because I'm sharing this, it's because somebody needs to hear it. And I want you to know that I'm no different than you. I've been through my struggles. I've been through my traumas, but it doesn't define who I am. And it doesn't need to define you either. So I'm grateful to walk this pathway. I am. I'm grateful for everything that's transpired in my life. I'm grateful for the people I've met, for the people who've helped me heal, for the people who've helped me grow. But most of all, I am so grateful for everyone who told me to go take this and go do that. Because the healing that I've done with my own self, with my guides, with the universe, has showed me my strength. And I'm going to share that with you. I'm going to share with you just what I did to bring myself to where I am today. I want to share how easy it was. And yes, I'm saying easy because if we look at it as though it's hard and it's a struggle. Are we done that? We're done that. We're done thinking this is all has to be a struggle and it has to be hard and I have to hold it forever. And oh my gosh, my parents gave it to me. We don't. And I want to show you how easy it is. So I hope that you guys will stay with me and come back after the break. And I want you to dive into this with me. And I'm going to show you just how easy it was, right? And what's easy for me might not be easy in the beginning for you, but I can guarantee you it is easy. So stay tuned. I want you to come back and I want you to check this out. All right. I will see you guys very shortly. Stay tuned on the Soul Matrix Show with Sherry Collins.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Do you want to come back to yourself? To come back to your own power? To come back to your dreams? Dr. Tassel Shanebrook will help you utilize transformational mindset and energy techniques to superpower your conscious and subconscious mind so you can be your own hero. Enjoy the relationship of your dreams, your best feeling body, financial abundance, free time, and ease. You are the one you have been seeking. Visit drtassel.com to find out more.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
In body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul Inspired Reflections, Ascension, A Humble Awakening of the Heart. Join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and has meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
want to unleash the power of your infinite soul? Join Sherry Collins as she helps you remember who you once were by releasing your past traumas and stepping forward into your true self, living a life that you love. The show shares messages of hope, faith, and understanding. You can be the creative change that you want in your life. Soul Matrix Show airs every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Soul Matrix Show with Sherry Collins. We've been talking about my pathway into my spiritual journey. So now I want to just dive into kind of some of the stuff that I did to kind of get myself moving on this journey. So as I said before, so I graduated school as a carpenter, and then I did a lot of my healing work. And then I thought, okay, I'm ready to come out. So what did I do to be able to create myself coming out as who I am? So, I started diving into modalities. I didn't really know what that was. So I did do Reiki one, and then I took Akashic Records, which allowed me kind of see into my past lives, kind of understanding what I could do with them. Just being able to see who I was. And then went up from there in Reiki and then quantum healing and those kinds of things. So what I understood about myself growing up was that I learned really, really fast. I could pretty much watch you do something and I could do it right after. It's still to this day. That's how it is. So there's a lot of things in my life I wanted answers to, not only for myself, but just to kind of understand who I was and why I was here. So I learned to read some oracle cards and was drawing those every day and was working with my daughter with them as well. And I got a little insight into how fast my intuition and things started to work for me. So that was one of the first things that I dove into, was understanding who I was. So as I navigated in my healing journey, I went back in my past lives to uncover that I was Cleopatra III. So for me, that was big because she liked to rule. And she also was very much, very knowledgeable. In my life, I have smarts, but it's in kind of a different way, if that makes sense. I learn things very easily, but that means I can adapt into many things and find a different way to do things that's faster. So for me, understanding why I needed to be a leader and not a follower, and why I needed to run my own company and really not be employed by other people or big corporations, made a lot of sense to me. Taking rules and directions from other people when you can find an easier way to do things isn't looked upon as a good thing. So for me, I just found that I never truly fit in anywhere. Still to this day, I still find it hard to fit in. I'm just trying to navigate where I fit in and how that looks to me. I'm okay if I don't now, if that makes sense. But back then, 4 years ago, I needed to fit. I needed to find where I fit in. So I did the pathways as everybody else, but having the tools in my belt to understand that I could flip some oracle cards every day and understand where my path was, I knew that I could start to call in my guides. I was feeling their vibrations and they were helping me to navigate some of my stuff. There was moments in time where I still got kind of hung up on things, not understanding my belief systems and what I thought and all these things that were transpiring. And sometimes it would lead me away and I'd be like, okay, I need to get back on track. I need to build my pathway forward of what I wanted. So as I started to uncover these modalities for myself and figure out that I was actually really good at them because it was a remembering of somewhere else, I figured out that in order to create something that I could do full time, I just needed to ask. So as I understood my manifestations of just asking the universe to provide for me, a lot of things started to change in my life. Where I had no money, I started to have money running two companies. Where I felt like I had no time, I had more than enough time. Where I felt like I wasn't good enough, it was like everybody wanted to come see me. So I ended up understanding that my creative power within me from my healing work transpired outward into success, wealth, prosperity, but most of all, unconditional love. And I think for me, that was really important, was finding that love for myself so that I could understand that I'm validating me and I don't need anybody exterior to myself to validate that. And that's really big for me, because when you start to validate that you're smart, you're intelligent, that people love you, and you live it fully and completely inside of yourself, the more people will be attracted to that vibration of your essence than anything else. So as I started to work through my carpentry company and the spiritual stuff, I found out that the balance was off. My balance of trying to navigate who I was kind of in a little bit of a teeter-totter, because one had to go. Running two businesses 8 hours a day does not work, especially when you're trying to raise children as well. And they were quite young. So I asked the universe, what would I need to do? And they said, you need to let go of the one. And we need you to come over here and we need to do this. And the first thing that I said to the universe, whatever you want to call it, source, God, you call it what you like, as I told them, I'm not afraid. That was one thing I learned in my life. There was no point being afraid, because the moment you're afraid, things don't work out, right? Fear is something we create. So I'm like, okay, I'm not afraid. But then I just sat there and said, okay, universe, but this is what I need. Okay. I need to be able to stay home to raise my children, because trying to find a job that only allows you to work till 3 o'clock is kind of tough in this world of let's work many hours and not spend time with our family. So I said, I need to be able to be home by 3 o'clock for my kids. I said, I would love to work from home. I would love to have my mortgage paid. I would love to have my bills paid. I would love to have all the food that we need and desire. I would also love to be able to have my schooling for my kids paid, which means college, which also means like clothes and study books and computers and all the stuff that needed to go with them. And it was very interesting what happened after that. It's almost like the universe opened up a million doors. Well, I stayed home. I had more than enough money to pay my mortgage. I had more than enough money to pay for all the things that I asked for. And then slowly but surely, I started to build this little nest egg for myself. And that little nest egg showed me that the more I open myself, my heart, my soul, to being just guided and living in joy, because sometimes that's not easy. We know there's emotions. But when we sit in joy and we think of the gratitude of already having all those things that you want, it literally just shows up. So I never had to work at it. I literally just had to ask for it. And when I understood the power of my words and how I worded things, how I asked for things, it's almost like the universe was dropping pennies and then bills and then lots of bills. And I was like, okay, this works. So I can manifest what I want and everything will show up. And it was like, yeah. And I just kept hearing, what do you want? And I'm like, okay. So everyone talks about the Amazon, you know, is the universal book, the wish book from Sears, whatever you want to call it. I'm like, I want this. I want a home for my kids that I don't have to pay for. Hence, I'm sitting in it now. I want this for my daughter. It was gifted to her. She asked for a horse. I wrote it down. Someone gifted her a horse. It's understanding that no matter what transpires in your life, if you allow the universe to have your back, it will. You're the only one who can stop your pathway forward. The moment you think that everything is in your way and you're blocked and something's happening to you and this is happening because of this, it stops you in your tracks. That deep inner healing work has to happen first, but that still doesn't mean you can't manifest your way out of it. And as I moved forward in my journey, what I also realized from working with my team is that we come here with a contract. We signed up for all of this stuff. We did. The contract is humongous. You can have a book however big you want. Everything that you're reliving in this life is something you haven't finished from previous. That's why it's showing up. As you sleep, part of that is collapsing. And as you walk through your life, parts of it are coming to show you. Are you done with this yet? You haven't healed this yet. And this is why this pattern is still here. I know for myself, the moment a pattern would come in where I would start to feel my emotions again, and I would start to feel like I wasn't good enough or I wasn't worthy, the first thing I would do is go heal it. I would sit with myself. I would understand what was happening, and I would go in and I would ask for what I needed to see around what was showing up. And the moment that would happen, I would heal it and I would transform it. And within, at the beginning stages, like within an hour, I would feel a million times better. Now I can go in, heal it, transform it instantaneously. So people ask me, how come you're so successful? I don't tell myself I'm not. I don't let anybody tell me that I can't do something. Doesn't matter how many things we take in our life, I've never let anybody stop me. I've been out of many groups because I voiced my wisdom and knowledge into that group, and I've been either asked to leave or left. And that's okay, because that's part of my healing journey. If I'm not accepted somewhere, I don't want to be there. If I'm showing up as my true self, I know I'm accepted. It's those who are not in the same vibration as us who run or need to leave our presence. And I want you to take that with you. I want you to take that with you. How many people walk away from you and it hurts you, but you're just in a totally different space than them. And the moment you raise your vibration, you raise who you are, they have to fall away in order for them to come back at another point in time. And I want to share part of that with you. I want you to understand that all of this is up to you, what you decide to take. So let's go to a break and let's come back and talk about how you can create your own journey forward, how you can start this pathway for yourself that allows you to put all those puzzle pieces into motion, that you can start this journey for you. And if you want to work with me, I would love that, right? I want you to see how easy this is. This is not a lifelong sentence, honestly. This is here and now, and it's here showing up in your awareness, and you're on this for a reason. So I'm excited to bring this to you. But let's go take a quick break, and then I'll give you all my details, and we can talk about where you can connect with me and how you can start this journey for yourself. But let's take this quick break, and I'll see you guys very soon.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Hi, I'm Erica Gifford Mills, founder of Balanced Symmetry and host of Get Rooted Radio. If you answered yes to even one of the above, then this 12-week course is for you. The Rooted Life Group Coaching Series will give you the tools, techniques, and strength to be intentional in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Find out more about this program on my website, getrootedradio.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling, is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Take control over your future. I'm Lisa Belts, and I'm here to help you realize your true potential and become unshakable. Schedule a completely free introductory coaching session with me now to see for yourself how I work. Get the divine guidance that you need to transform your life for the better. Go to lisabelts.com and take that step towards transformation. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live. on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Hey, welcome back. I'm so grateful you guys are back with me on the Soul Matrix Show with Sherry Collins. I do want to give a shout out to those in the comments, Barbara and Carol. Thank you guys so much for joining, and everyone else who's joining tonight. Thank you so, so much. So I want to dive into a little bit around what I did to kind of get my journey moving. So you knew about the Reiki and we took Akashic. So with the help of my guides, I've developed a few programs based around helping people to understand how they can heal. So we've got Quantum, which helps us to understand psychic surgery, understanding the body systems and how we can heal them rapidly without having to wait, understanding how to dive into our emotions and release the emotions connected to the traumas, right? We all have to go through that inner deep dive. The other things that I do is understanding your auras, understanding how to heal and transform anything from past lives till now, and then understanding how we can bring the creative force in from the future. So as we go through these journeys together, I'm going to talk more in other shows around some of the things that I do, and I'll give you demonstrations as well, just so you can see how quick they are. But as you go through this, I want you to really take a look at your life and ask, what is it you need? I think that's the first thing that everyone needs to do is, what do you need? Do you need a mentor? Do you need a coach? Do you need someone who can guide you and help you heal at the same time? Do you need someone who can show you a modality so you can do that inner work for yourself? Because I do recommend that to all of my students and everyone that I've worked with around the world, that, you know, I'll give you the tools, but let's see what you can do for yourself, right? I don't mind helping, but what is it you can do? Because the moment you're given the understanding and the inner knowing of the remembering, we know all this stuff already. When I give you the remembering, it's what are you going to do with it? So as you're guided through this journey, when are you ready to take that shift for yourself? When are you ready to step in and guide yourself on this aspect of your journey? It starts now. Really, there's no delay. We might as well just start this journey and navigate it forward. So as we go through this, you know, you can connect with me on social media. I am on TikTok, Sherry Collins 1. I am on Instagram, Sherry _ Collins _. I'm also on Facebook, Pure Radiant Soul on Facebook. And I'm also on Infinite Soul Academy. So if you're ready to step in and kind of take this journey, then I'm ready to step in and help you do it as well. Now, I want to talk a little bit about some of the programs that I do offer, because I think it's really important that people understand some of the things that I do that are not something that I teach. So there's one program that I have, it's called Unlock Your Blocks to Freedom. And understanding that in this lifetime, there is traumas that we experience. And sometimes for people, those traumas are locked, right? We hold back a portion of our life that we don't want to remember, because it was so traumatic in whatever sense. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be a small thing. But the things that I do to help you unlock the healing process, to me, it doesn't matter if you remember it or not. We want to heal it so that you can start living your life and not having to have the reoccurrence of all the fear that is attached to what happened. That is profound. But there's also the other things. So I do coaching with people. Sometimes people need a one-on-one atmosphere where they feel safe, where they feel like they are getting the full attention. I love giving this to people because it allows them to understand that they're not alone. It allows them to understand that they have someone in their corner who is vying for them, who is standing up and cheering for them. And every step of the way, you will understand just how important you are in your own journey. There's homework that comes with that. And you become accountable to yourself, not to me, to yourself. That's what this journey is about. It's about you. If you need me to redirect you to understand that you are beautiful and that nothing can tear you down, and you need 2 days to have your aha moment that says, I'm more beautiful than anything on this planet, then we've succeeded. And it happens that way for a lot of people. They'll take the information that comes forward from my guides, because I have so many, and because there's so many different aspects of them, and they'll give you what you need. And as soon as you receive that information, sometimes it takes 2 days before it clicks and you're like, oh my gosh, I just had this epiphany. This is your journey forward. I'm just the vessel to bring you that information. as you move forward on this journey with me on this show, I want you to be open to receiving information. I want you to be open to receiving knowledge that maybe you weren't awakened to before. I also want you to be open to the fact that eventually on this show, I want to be able to open it up and do healings on people. And I want you to be able to have a say. I want you to have a voice of where you need to be heard, because I'm here to listen, not only to myself and my guides, but to you. Right? I think it's really important to establish that you have a safe space to come in and ask for something. And I'm here to help. You have to be ready. I'm not going to force you to do something that you're not ready to do. And as you move through this journey with me, it's going to be an option. First, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. So as we navigate over the next couple of weeks, here's what I want to bring to you guys first. So I want to bring forward what Akashic is, how I deal with it, and how I teach it. I also want to bring forward what quantum is. Quantum healing is very, very, very passionate to me, because when I was starting my journey, I shedded a whole bunch of weight. I shedded about 140 pounds. I went from a size 12 to a size 3, and I was in the middle of a tough mudder race, and I tore the muscle in my arm right here. So for 6 weeks, I couldn't take my shirt off. I could not hold a glass of water. I could not eat with this hand. So I had to heal it. And I did the healing work every day. And I said to my guys, I said, this is not enough. I need you to show me how to fix this. Because to have no operating arm is not easy. So 6 weeks later, I was back at the gym and I tore it again. And only because my guides gave me somebody who could come in and help teach me psychic surgery, was I able to fix this for good. Since the day that I healed this with my guides, I have not had one issue. So I want to show you how powerful you are. I'm going to bring you the insight, but I want to show you how powerful you are, because we can connect to everything and anything to be able to bring forward any healing that you need. And I might not have the answers in that moment, but if you need them, I will give them to you. Whatever it takes for you to step forward on this journey to say, I'm not afraid and I'm ready to heal, that's where we're all going to end up anyways. So if you get to do that by sitting in on my show for the first couple of weeks, just to understand what some of this stuff is, then I'm grateful to have you. If you already know all this stuff, then take in just some information. But you're here because it resonates. You're here because you're ready to do this. And I'm ready to take you along. As we go through this show, I want to bring in guests. I have a few that I've asked to come on to teach you something that I don't do. I know of it, or I've helped guide them. I just don't do it because it doesn't resonate to me to bring it forward. So I want to bring you things that are different. I want to bring you forward different kinds of healing. And I want you to be able to reach out to them. I also want to bring forward lots of healing for you guys. If you need guidance, if you need readings, if you need healings, I want to bring that to you as well. I want to show you that it's not hard. And maybe this is about teaching you that it's okay to just quiet the mind. And it's okay to heal the soul. So if you're ready, I want to connect with you. So here's how you can reach me from now until the next show or to the end of all of this. So if you need to reach out to me, I'm on TikTok, SherryCollins1. If you want to email me, SherryCollins1@hotmail.com. If you want to check out my website, sherry-collins.com. If you want to check me on Instagram, sherry_collins_. And if you're ready to dive in and start learning now, you can join my online school, infinitesoulacademy.com. There's so many different ways that we can connect. And I want you to know that I'm here for you. I'll answer your questions and I'll help you. But I do want to say this. Thank you for joining me tonight. Thank you for being here with me. And thank you for supporting me. Because as we talk about our journeys forward, it helps us heal the past. So thank you so much for joining me on my show, Soul Matrix with Sherry Collins on Transformation Talk Radio. And I hope that my journey has helped you in the smallest or biggest way that you needed it to. And I'm grateful to be here for you. Thank you so, so much. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your week.
Thank you for listening to Soul Matrix Show, Unleashing the Power of Your Infinite Soul with Sherry Collins. Tune in live every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show helps you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. To learn more about Sherry and her services, visit sherry-collins.com. That's sherry-collins.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.